The Inn and Market in downtown Dillingham is still closed while it's cleaned and restocked after someone or some people set the store on fire during a robbery in early October. For the latest on that investigation and more, I asked Police Chief Dan Pascarello to join us for this week's Friday Conversation. Chief, it's good to have you back on this program. Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
It's been a little while since we've talked, and I want to ask you about closing a murder case, the case of Ella Olson. Brian Clark was arrested maybe 2 months ago or so now. That took about a year and a half to bring to completion for the police work, and the prosecution has to take it from here. But that was a long stretch. What went into that, and why did it take so long for the department?
When the murder first happened, we put in an intensive effort in following up every lead, talking to everybody that may have information or that we heard had information, and we worked it diligently. We gathered evidence. We sent evidence in, and after a while, we had exhausted all of the leads that we were given. As time went on, people would still provide us with information, with leads, and we would go back and follow up on those leads. Sometimes that led to newer information. Sometimes it turned out we were investigating a thread of that we had already investigated. And we had to wait a long time. It takes a long time for evidence submitted to the crime lab to be analyzed. And we're waiting to see if any of that forensic evidence would help us with the case. We typed up our reports, sent them to the district attorney's office for review to see if we had enough to charge our suspect in the case. Okay, and we and the district attorney's office wanted to wait until we had a good case that we could bring before a jury. And unfortunately, that took time. And then eventually, we obtained some information. We followed up on that investigative thread, forwarded that information to the district attorney's office, and then they decided they had a prosecutable and a winnable case. So they told us to obtain a warrant for his arrest, and then they indicted him at the grand jury almost immediately.
I don't think there was any doubt of who the main suspect was, at least in the town's understanding. Brian Clark was the prime suspect. The police never said that, but I know that now that he was, as you investigated the case. But people would say, everybody knows who did it, why don't they just arrest him? How do you respond to that when you're building a long case like this?
Knowing something and proving something in court, convincing 12 juror citizens of the fact beyond a reasonable doubt when there's defense lawyers in there are two different things. Knowing and proving are two different things. We would have loved to have closed that case that night or the next day. Unfortunately, that wasn't the cards that we were dealt. We had to play the cards that we had. We had to keep going. We had to keep picking from the pot until we got what we consider a winning hand.
Let's talk about another similar case, which is in large part why I was glad to have you come in, which is somebody or some persons set fire to one of our two grocery stores here in Dillingham when they broke in to steal some goods and some cash. This really upset town. I think this really touched a nerve with people, where this is just a sad set of affairs. So far, no suspects have been named. Nobody's been arrested. How does this case stand now?
This is another case that upsets us, too. There's over 30 employees at NNN. Each of those employees has family, be it spouses, children, people that depend on them. Attempting to burn down the store was just malicious and mean, and that directly affected the lives of all those employees. And people have been providing us with information. I don't know whether you've heard or not, but there's names out there that people know did it. But once again, knowing and proving something in a court are two different things. We've been following up on every single lead that we've obtained. We've talked to people. We've talked to people again. We've recovered some items that had been stolen from the NNN market. And right now, we're still waiting for further information from the public. It's like anything, going back to the Brian Clark case. We kept waiting for people with information, with knowledge of the incident, to provide us with it. not rumors like I heard this, I heard that, but somebody that actually says, I know this, I know that.
You suspect the NNN burglary and arson will be tied to drugs the same as the Brian Clark murder case?
Yeah, I suspect it'll be tied at least to the drug alcohol and maybe perhaps heroin or other illegal drugs.
All right. Speaking of illegal drugs, as you and I talked throughout the weeks, you've mentioned that there's been sort of an uptick in the use of meth. You think it might be sort of overtaking heroin as the drug of choice on the streets of Dillingham?
The use of illegal drugs in Dillingham, it's been my experience, sort of comes in phases. Goes back to people doing cocaine, snorting cocaine in the high-dollar fishing years, to smoking the less expensive crack. That was an epidemic here for a while. Then it became the diversion and abuse of prescription narcotics became the epidemic here. Then heroin came in, which is the current epidemic, which is going on. And we've heard and actually seen meth, seized it occasionally throughout the years, but it wasn't a common occurrence. Lately, either the Dillingham police or the state troopers have seized meth fairly recently, and we've been hearing from informants that we never used to hear about meth. Now pretty much every informant that we talk to provides us information that people are selling methamphetamine here in town.
That doesn't seem like very good news at all. That seems like a turn for the worse.
Yes, it does.
Dan Pasquarello is Chief of Dillingham Police. Chief, it's always good to have you on this program. We don't normally get to talk about a whole lot of good news, but I do hope to have you back in the near future to talk about how SB 91 looks on the front lines where you're at. I know there's been a lot of changes over the past year, and you see them up close and personal, and it'd be good for the public to be aware of what's going on. So hope to have you back for that, but thanks so much for coming on this week.
Thank you very much.
This is Bristol Bay and Beyond. Back in a moment.
Like a bloody fool. If